about Klal Yisrael is making avonim and putting them as making a mizbeach and a matzeva out of these avonim. It says like this: first, you find that the pasuk says, "Vakimaisel lecha avonim gedolim." Take avonim gedolim stones, v'sadet to oisam besid. Put seed on them, like what? V'kosafto aleihem es hashira hazois. And you'll write on it this shira, what's going to say later. When you're crossing the yard, that's in the beginning. Vayter in pasuk dalad, it says again, v'haya ba'ovrecha sayardin takimu es ha'avonim ho'ela. Where? And let a few pesukim later. Behar evil, you put them in har evil. V'sadet ta'oisam besid. And again, same thing. Sato besid because after al ha'avonim is called divrei ha'toyra hazo is be'er heitav. Now, if you look at the pesukim, you see very clearly certain shinuyim in the lashayna of these two pesukim. The first pasuk says v'sadet ta'oisam besid because after aleihem es hashira hazo is. Second pasuk it says you put it parevel v'sadet ta'oisam besid because after al ha'avonim. Aleihem and Allah Avonim. What's the difference? What's the shini? You didn't have to say it both the same. The second one it says v'kasafta aleihem ba'er heitev. Ba'er heitev, which Chazal learn, which Rashi brings it over here by us. It's a sugya in Seita Daf Lamed Hey that it means that you should write it b'shivim l'shainas. Should write it b'shivim l'shainas. So no, okay. And it only says that the second time. It doesn't say that the first time. So the taich is. That's Pashit. The Nesiva already says it in Hamikdavar, the Shtikl. That there's a that they're two different sets of Avonim. There was one set of Avonim that they took and they put in the Yarden itself. They put these Avonim. And the second set of Avonim is what the Torah says specifically that you put by Harayv. Right? What the Torah says that you put by Harayv. Okay. So the fact that the Torah says it twice is not shver, because we're talking about two different sets. But now we do have to understand what's the difference between them, that the second one it says v'kosavto al ha'avonim, and it doesn't say stam v'kosavto aleihem, which would have been fine beforehand. Right? Aleihem, it talked about avonim earlier in the pasuk, so aleihem is very good, the antecedent of aleihem. What it's referring to is avonim beforehand. So very good. So what did it have to say? What did it have to repeat in the second time? Because after all avonim, and in the second pasuk, why did it have to say berheitiv? Why did it have to say berheitiv? The shivim l'shaynis, it seems. Now certainly, once it's two different sets of avonim, it seems that the kpeda of the shivim l'shaynis is not in the second set of avonim. It's not in the first set of avonim. What's the touch? What's the touch? Another thing that there is to be ma'ir over here. There's a machlokes. So what does it mean when the kasafta al avonim? So the Gemara darshans, also in Saita, that it's written on the stone and you cover up what's written with the sid. Right? That's the taich of the difference in the two psukim. It says v'kosafto al avonim in v'sadato besid. You write what you write on the avonim, and you should put sid on top of it. The machlokes tanoim there is the whole Torah, is the whole geshaft written underwards, and you under it, and you cover the on the stones, and you cover the whole thing with the sid, or perhaps not. Beikar, you wrote it on top of the sid. The only thing they wrote lemata was leman lo yelamdu eschem lasais, that the goyim leman that the goyim shouldn't teach you to do whatever it is. Okay. So whatever the machlokes tanoim is, something had to be written under. So the first question that arises, and that's only, now we understand, that's only in the second set of avonim, not in the first. So now we have to understand, whatever this need for writing it under, that's what al avonim means, why in the second one, not in the first? And there's a machlokes tanoim, what did they put under? What's the point of putting it under? Who's going to see it exactly? Once it's covered up, it's covered up. So what's the type? What's the significance of writing it if you're covering it up anyway? And according to that Tana, what's this? Leman lo yelamdu eschem. Punk, that's what you're writing in there, according to him. What's the aside of that? What's the aside of that? Furthermore, where did you put this? What did they do? It says you put this matzeva on Har Evel, right? It says you'll put the matzeva on Har Evel, and you'll make a mizbeach there, and you'll be makriv. They're makriv shlomo. Now shlamim is a carbon, the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlamim connotes simcha. Now, as you all know, the brachas were in Har Grizim, and the klolas were in Har Eivol. So now, if you were to ask me, where would you think it's appropriate to be happy and to bring karbonas, right? Where the klolas were, in the klola place or in the bracha place? So everybody would look in the bracha place, v'shteitzach. Where you went to make the mizbeach, put this matzeva and make the mizbeach, dafka and Har Eivol, and in Har Eivol, that's where you bring the karbon shlomim, dafka and Har Eivol. That also needs attention. Right, that's l'chayre connected what you would say before. And the taich is like this, and that again, the netziv already said that there are two sets, right? And the netziv is also medayik, like we said, that the idea of writing and covering it up is that's only in the second set where it said v'kasafto ala avonim, the kpeda to write it on the stones, not just aleihem. Aleihem means you have the stones and you're sod besid and you write on the ala esek, you write on top of it. That's the first set. The second set is taka under, and the whole machloik is what under is only where you write under, which, where you're writing under, which is only in the second set, not in the first set. That the netziv said. The Taish L'chaira is that there's a very basic distinction between the two sets of Avonim and what their function was. Between the two sets of Avonim and what their function was. The first set of Avonim was there about when you're crossing the Yarden, right? What's the idea? Later you're going to come back and people are going to want to know who did this, right? Where did it become? Mikayach, what did it happen and who did it, right? So what you want to say is, it's the Rabbeinu Shalaylam and his Torah, it's B'schus, the Kayach of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, B'schus the Torah, that's how they were. So what do? There you don't hide anything. Everything is begoli. What was the Hanhoga when, until they got there, Me'ever Yarden, and they started a Teva Dik Hanhoga, it was Hanhoga Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. It was very clear that it's the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Everything was clear, La'ein Kayl, right? Everybody could see it. So when you're putting up a matzeva to serve as a chacha, as a visual reminder of what happened, so what should be the nature of that visual reminder? The nature of that visual reminder, see very clearly it's the Rabbeinu, it's the Torah. You're not going to hide anything, there's nothing hidden there. It's all out in front for you to see, it's the Torah, right? It's the Torah, and who did it? Rebishter did it, it's the Torah, it's a matzeva to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, this is Torah Hashem, this is how everything happened. This is where this happened, and this is how it happened. That's the first. What do you need another matzeva for? What do you need another set of matzevas? The Kal Yisrael is going into Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a different hanhaga. There's going to be a hanhaga which is more susceptible to averus because it's more of a hanhaga al derech hateva. There's going to be a bigger makom for ra. There's going to be goluyos of amim, right? There's going to be plenty places where the unknowing or insensitive person could think that. There's the Chas V'Shalom, that there's no Rabbeinu Shalaylam, that you don't visibly see the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. You don't visibly see the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Now, what's the point of the klolas? What's the point of the klolas? I want to discuss the shlomim part. Why the shlomim over there? I'll tell you very simple. The yesod of it is the guarantee of the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is dafka the klolas, not the brachas. Why? In terms of the brachas, what do the brachas do? You do good, right? Because man, you keep racking up a high score, and you do good, so you get a prize, right? You get a prize when you use up your three men, right? So you have a big. I don't know if they have pinball machines anymore, but when I was growing up, this ding, 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 game over, right? It's done. So ilu mitzad de brachas alone. So what does that mean? You do X, you do this, you get brownie points. You do this, you get more points. You do this, you get more points. You mess up, bye. It's over. It's over. There's no guarantee. It's a schar. It's a prize. It's a nice system of reward, right? But without a system of punishment, there's no guarantee for the nitzchias. Because man, you're good, fine. Once you messed up, game over. Get another quarter, right? Yeah, it's over. It's over. For that, you have the klolas. What's the klolas? So there's a yisod, which we will talk about numerous times throughout the year. Pasuk in Parshas Bishalach, Chol Amachlos, Shasamtim Mitzrayim, Samtim Mitzrayim, Lo Yosim Olecha, Ki Ini Hashem Reifecha, Taitis Reb Tzadok, that Avada the Torah is not saying, Keneged HaSeichel, that Klal Yisrael is not going to be afflicted with these diseases, only Goyim will have these diseases, and not Yiddish, Fakert. If you know, in the world, there are certain diseases which there's more of a Netiyah in Yidden than less of a Netiyah. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to have a Machla. What is it? What's the end of the pasuk? Kol amachle shesamti mitzrayim leyosim alecha ki ani Hashem refecha. The mahalach of the machlis and the tachlis of the machlis by a goy and the tachlis of a machlis by a yid are chalukim v'ikram v'yisaydim. By a goy it's punishment for punishment's sake. By a yid it's ki ani Hashem refecha. It's giving, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom giving it to you as a roife. What does that mean? A person is meant to go on the straight and narrow, right? Meant to go there. Right, that's, and keep Kolzman, you do that, the points keep going up, right? But once you veer to the side and you're about to go off, game over, right? Kicks in a klal and kicks in the einish and puts you back. And puts you back. Whether it's in this world or whether it's the kapara and the Eilim Ohemis that put you back to where you're supposed to be. But guarantee, that's what the tachlis of the klolas are. The tachlis of the klolas is to be maimed the brochas. That you'll be, Klal Yisrael made you the amnivcher with a nitzchias. The hechacha of the nitzchias and the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has this koyach to be lo netzach, that's dafka muchach through the klolas. So when Klal Yisrael came, what's a korban shlomim? Korban shlomim is from Lashon Shleimus, where it's a dover hasholim, it's a dover shel kayoma, right? It's not chalot, it's a dover sholim, a dover shel kayoma. Where is the appropriate place to put that mizbeach? Dafka in Harevel, where the klolos were, because the guarantee of the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is dafka. The guarantee of the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is dafka from the klolos. Okay, so what does it mean? The Har Evel and these Avonim and the Mizbeach all connote the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Right? The Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Just on that Har Evel note, this is beyond our, above our pay grade, but the Ramat Vali, a Talmud of the Ramchal, here on Evel, he mentions that Evel is Oile Keminyan Yaboik, Yud Beis Kuf, okay, Shehu Klolois HaKedusha. Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay, that's above my pay grade, right? But Klol, but I see it's some, and he goes on, whatever it is, and because they change the bracha to the Klol, it has something to do with the Klolus of Kedusha. And then he's also medayik the Lashon of the Pasuk, of the bracha and the Klola. He's medayik the Lashon of the bracha and the Klola. What does it say? It says, by the bracha, it says, here in the thing Eile Yamdu by Hargrizim and Harevel, I mean it says Eile Yamdu Levarech Esa'om, right? Eile Yamdu Levarech, Brochet says Eile Yamdu Levarech Esa'om, and by the Klola it says Eile Yamdu Al HaKlola Levarech Esa'om. What's the difference? So he says whatever he's aiming on these two things. So again, what this Yabayk thing, the Klola is HaKadosh, I don't know, but I know that what we're saying is a Shaychas to that. Why? The Klalis of Kedusha, that there's a Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, a Kedushas Yisrael, and that Yisrael has a Nitzchias, the Klal of that, the Klalis of that, the Shleimus of that is Dafka from Har Evel. Right? That's why, even though Har Evel, presume ostensibly, would be it's a Klal and it's a bad thing, no, it's the Klalis of the Kedusha, because that's what's Mashal in the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Oh, so what does that mean, the way we touched it? The bracha is meant to be, that's the points you get, right? That's the good. That's, you get the bracha. What's the klala? It's not etzem meant for you to get the klala. It's meant that there should be a klala for the purpose to deter you, to prevent you from going off. By the bracha it says, Eile yamdu levarech. The idea is to be mevarech es da'om. Right, the idea of the people on the klala, they're not standing over there to be mekalel Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom, let Klal Yisrael be mekayim the brachas, they're not being mekalel Klal Yisrael. They're standing there al haklala to make that there should be these klalas that should be in place, so you have the safeguard, you have the guarantee for the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. That's what Hagrizim and Evel is. So Har Evel connotes the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. Here's where we get to the Avonim. The nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is going to have goliaths. Klal Yisrael is going to be, first of all, the Shiva, let's talk about the Be'er Hetev, right? The Be'er Hetev. Be'er Hetev, Rashi says, means, the Gemara Saita says it means Shivim L'Shainis. Why do I need the Torah and Shivim L'Shainis? When you're coming in Eretz Yisrael right now, when Klal Yisrael is coming off the Midbar into Klal Yisrael, it's enough Lashon Kodesh. You don't need anything other than Lashon Kodesh. But when you're talking in terms of the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, that means Ad Seif Kol HaDeiris, right? It's a different perspective. Ad Seif Kol HaDeiris, there's going to be a Klal Yisrael, right? In that Ad Seif Kol HaDeiris of Klal Yisrael, there's going to be Golias, right? There's going to be Yidden in Gibraltar, right? There's going to be Yidden in South Africa. There's going to be Yidden all over the place. There's going to be Yidden all over the place, right? There already, when you're talking about the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael and the future of Klal Yisrael at Seif Kal Adairis, there's the necessity of the Be'er Heitev. It has to be accessible. It has to be the Torah will stel tzu to Klal Yisrael wherever they are and whatever the lashon of that place is. So in the Avonim of Har Evel, the Avonim Har Evel taka have to be Be'er Heitev. What's the idea of hidden? What's the idea of hidden? Very nice. So whatever you're writing, whether it's all or Laman Lilamdu Eschem, the idea is very simple. What's the basic difference in the Hanhoga, which Klal Yisrael had with the first set of Avonim, and which they were going into when you're talking about projecting to the future in the second set of Avonim? Right. This was a I would say the difference between the two Avonim is the first one that they put in the yard was to commemorate the past. Right, it was to commemorate the past. The second one that they put in Har Evel was to show them the future, to give them the koyach for the nitzchis for the future. When you're talking about the past, there's a Klal Yisrael and it's all begoli. Well, everything is begoli. There's no point in the first one, and it would be counterproductive and detrimental to have it covered. The second one that's talking about the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, there's going to be times when you look at what you see at the surface. Till you scratch the surface, you won't see the Yad Hashem. There's going to be times of Hester Ponim. There's going to be times where you're not going to see the Rabbi Mishalei. Right? What's the Chachma? But you have to realize, even where you don't see the Rabbi Mishalei, look beneath the surface, scratch the surface, take away the seed. It's covered. Let's say the Manda Amar did it, Kolat Ayrakulas, it was written under there. What's the point if it's all covered with seed? That's exactly the point. The point is, you should know the Hanhog of the world is the Torah. And the Torah is what the whole world is about. In the Midbar, they saw it. By the Yarden, they saw it. When you're talking about the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, Atzayf Kal Adairis, there'll be times where they don't see it. Right? Look around Flatbush. Right? Look around wherever. There are plenty of places where you look at it, and even amongst, unfortunately, even amongst presumably from people, you also you don't see any particular shaykhis to Torah. You don't see them. You can go through life very nicely, you know, live the good life, and nothing to do with Torah. Right? That's the hanachi haster haster. So you have to know, scratch away the seed. Under the seed, kol Torah kula is there, running the world. It's just you don't see it. It's covered with seed. That's the key to the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. The key to the hatzlacha and the hatzol of the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, scratch away the seed and see what's under it. The other Manda Amar says, you don't need the whole Torah to be under there. You need just one thing to realize. What's under there? Why do you have to have this thing? You have to scrape away to see what's there. Yeah, what's there? What do you have? What's the idea of scraping? Leman lo yalamdu eschem. You shouldn't learn from the goyim to be. Don't learn from the goyim to be. I'm there. It's not there. It's hidden from you that you should know not to be, says, not to let them teach you their ways. That you shouldn't become a Yiddish goy. You should be able to know that you have to scrape away the surface, scrape away this hidden. That's what you see it. The matzeva that's appropriate to us, that applies to us, relevant to us, is the second set. That's the time when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, Mufuzarim, Bein Ho'amim, whether you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, the United States, or any other continent, wherever you are. No matter how much it seems like it's not there, remember there's the Avonim, there's Kol HaTorah, and the world is Al Pi Torah. And you have to live your life Al Pi Torah. That's a given. You look around, you don't see the Yad Hashem, you don't see that the world is all for Torah, you don't see that the Tachlis of the whole Bria is Torah Shemayim. Scrape away the Sid. If you scrape away the Sid, you'll see that it is. Not only that you'll see that you have to be Mekayim the Torah. If you look at everything that's going on in the world that you would think is not the Rabbi Nishalaylam, stuff that's going on with Schwartz is going wild in Kenya, or in America, or who's running for election in America, or everything else, right? When you think about it, these are things that couldn't be. Everything has something to do, whether we understand it or not, with the Torah, with the timeline of Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael gets from point A, Yetzias Mitzrayim, till point B, Achras Hayomim. Everything has something to do with it. It might be, you have to scrape away more from the surface, scrape away more, but it's all about us. It's all about Klal Yisrael. If it's all about Klal Yisrael, that dictates a sug, a form of Hanhoga that we have to be noyig. Al Pi Torah, because if we're not, who is? If someone who has the schus to learn Torah isn't noyeg like a ben Torah, then who do you expect to be noyeg like a ben Torah? A balabas when he's not having your jay, who do you expect to be noyeg like a ben Torah? Just realize that it's there. Everything is alpi Torah, no matter how removed it has to be. And the closer we get to it, it brings us closer to achris hayomim and closer to bias mashiach's kingdom.